This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 1230. Don't ignore these key words in IELTS reading.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
IELTS is an extremely difficult exam. However, with today's tips, you can get the score you need. Today, you learn how important linking words like however are and why you need them for every part of the IELTS exam.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, Aubrey. How's it going?
I'm great. How are you, Jessica? Still freezing up in Portland?
I'm cold. Yeah. It is so cold right now.
Sorry.
just a quick topographical note. There's a great vocab word, guys. Topography. Topography describes the landscape shapes around you, whether it is flat or hilly or what. So the topography of where I live, we are next to the gorge. The gorge is like a deep canyon with like a river going through it. And so the wind that hits us is the most freezing wind I've ever experienced. So that's what I'm dealing with. What about you?
Sorry. I did have to play volleyball in the wind on Sunday, and it's so tough to play like outdoor sports with the wind moving the ball.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like frigid wind, so I guess I can't complain.
That'd be fun. That would just be like an extra challenge. Like, oh, where's the ball going to go?
And also we're freezing.
Yeah, two challenges. All right, everyone. So we are talking about some very challenging. Oh, there's the transition.
Nice.
Some very challenging reading questions today, guys. So we have done a few reading episodes lately, and we've noticed just some great feedback from these episodes. So we thought we'd bring you another one today, specifically focusing on the trickiest matching headings to paragraph questions.
Yes, this is so tough. We did an episode about this recently, and we know you guys struggle with these. They are difficult. They're difficult for native English speakers, too, which we saw recently when we saw how terrible their scores were on IELTS last year. These are tough for everybody. So we're excited to be able to help you with something that a student let us know about something she noticed. And this could really trip you up on test day on the IELTS reading exam. So we want to make sure you're aware of this. And after today, you're going to be even better prepared for your reading exam.
Completely. To be 100% prepared, though, you really should check out our IELTS course, because so many of our students have gotten nines on IELTS reading. And that is 100% true. Look it up, guys. We have so many students that have come on the show talking about their reading nines. So if you do want to check that out, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so let's get into this student question, and then we will give you guys the advice to not get tricked on test day.
Yeah, so this was a student named Gabriella in our Three Keys Facebook group, so one of our Three Keys students, and she found a reading question. This was matching headings to paragraphs, where she was able to match the keywords to one of the paragraphs, but then was very surprised to find that it ended up being incorrect when she compared her answers to the answer key. So she shared the question with us, like, what did I do wrong? Why didn't this work? And I was immediately able to look at the question and see, oh, okay. The problem was a few tricky words that indicate reversals. So it had sort of the keywords, and then there was a however. This is what's accurate. And then a phrase at the beginning that shared, it was like, it was once assumed this, however this, right? So when things like this happen, we realize, oh, there's a change in meaning here.
So a couple notes about this, guys. I want to relate this to listening distractors. On the listening exam, IELTS always throws in one or two answers like this where they give you a keyword that is that you're staring at as an answer, as a possible answer, but then they have a negative word around it. You know, like, I don't want to go there tomorrow. It's not at 8 p.m. And so students would hear 8 p.m. and like circle 8 p.m. instead of tuning into that negative word around it, telling you that is not the answer, not at 8 p.m. So this is very similar to that, right?
Yes. And really quick, we talked very recently about how often when they do this, the keywords are exact. It's not like a parallel expression. It's not a synonym, because they're really trying to trick you. And this was a very good example of that, right? The keywords in the heading matched exactly the text, right? Telecommunication matched with telecommunication. Mm-hmm. Dispersal in population matched with population distribution. So similar. So just like you said, Jessica, a lot of students will just circle that and then not look at those smaller words around it and not realize, oh, I'm getting tricked here.
Negative phrases are always keywords. Okay. Even in true, false, not given, yes, no, not given, negative words that are included in those statements, those are always keywords, guys. They are often the ones that will give you the answer, right? The no, not yet, never. These are always important, all right? And here I'm looking at what the student posted, and I see that she only underlined keywords in the first sentence and not the first two lines. The three key strategies, guys, what we tell you in the course is to look at the first two lines of the paragraph and the last two lines of the paragraph. Because matching headings to paragraphs, these are main ideas, that's where the answer is found, okay? The beginning and end. But not just the first sentence, no, the first two lines. Because sentences are of different lengths. We can't tell you to just look at a sentence. Do you think it's impossible to get a 9 on IELTS reading? It's very possible. We have seen so many three key students get 9s on reading because it's all about the strategies. Get the complete system of strategies and a guaranteed score increase. Check out the Three Keys IELTS Success System, our online IELTS course. AllEarsEnglish.com/KEYS.
Yes, and you're right. If the student had read the full two lines, that however, that was really a like warning that there's a reversal here is in that those two lines.
Exactly. So let's just outline that strategy one more time for you guys. And again, you'll get the complete system in the course, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. But here's the thing about matching headings to paragraphs. Again, they're main ideas, guys. So a majority of them are going to be found in the beginning and end of the paragraph. So we underline the keywords in the first two lines and the last two lines, and then you match those to a heading.
Yes, and we also want to share some linking phrases. These are the same linking phrases that you want to be using in your writing essays to get that cohesion, coherence score higher. You also want to be looking for these on IELTS reading to see, oh, there's contrasting information. These are indicating a reversal, just like the however in this reading question.
Exactly. So guys, take out a pen and paper or open your notes app and make note of these, guys, because again, these are key words. These are always key words. Yes, they're just transition phrases, but they carry all the meaning that will give you the wrong or right answer. So first we have however, like we saw in that example, and then the it was once assumed. Now, what does that mean? It was once.
Yes, so at one time, right? So examples, very similar phrases you might see. doctors once thought, right? Mm-hmm. Or scientists once believed. Or in the past, it was common knowledge that, and we're always here talking about what once was believed, and now what will be shared is what is now believed, and that's what you need to look for.
Yeah, exactly. So just remember, if you see that once, it was once thought, doctors once said, that word once indicates that this is something that was true in the past and is not at all true now.
Yes. And then with however, there are several linking phrases that you, these are twofold. They're going to help you in two ways. You want to make sure to have them for your IELTS essays and look for them in reading. So nevertheless, which means the same as however, in spite of this, regardless, that being the case, right? They're all of these have that same meaning of mm-hmm. Now we've just shared some information, but in spite of that, we're going to say something else that contradicts it.
Yes, exactly. And you just did an episode on All Ears English with some interesting contrast.
Ooh, yes.
Phrases.
We talked about the phrases that being said.
Yes.
Or that said.
Having said that.
Yes. Yeah. That's true. If you guys aren't listening to All Ears English, there's so much great vocabulary that you could use on the IELTS exam. And that's a really good example, Jessica. As we were recording that, I was thinking, I hope our IELTS students are also following this podcast because these phrases are so useful for IELTS speaking.
Yeah, definitely. And that is a very recent All Ears English episode, guys. So definitely check that out and follow All Ears English. So, okay. So that being the case, that was the last phrase that you mentioned. That is such a high level phrase. It is a very formal. It is fantastic for speaking part three, writing task two. But honestly, I would even use it informally because it is such a powerful linking phrase, right?
Yes.
For example, if asked about family in speaking part one, I know we're talking about reading and I'm transitioning to speaking real fast, but
it's useful on all of it.
Exactly. So like if you're talking about whether or not you live close to your family, you know, I could say I do not live close to my parents at all. But that being the case, I still try and talk to my mom at least twice a week.
Yes. Or if you're asked about your favorite restaurant, I could imagine saying something like, I stick to the restaurants I know well. That being the case, last night we checked out a new Mediterranean spot, right? Such a good linking phrase. And you're right. This could be used anywhere on the speaking exam and also in your essays to get those linking phrases you need.
Definitely. And remember, even in general training task one, formal letters, informal letters, doesn't matter. Every letter has to have linking phrases. And that's something that is forgotten in informal letters a lot. And then it's really hard to get a high score. All right. So the last two guys that are synonymous with however, on the other hand, and on the contrary. So definitely, guys, if you didn't write all those down, go back and listen again. Write all those phrases down and practice using them out loud so you can remember them for test day. And the point is, of today, at least, you need to remember to always focus on these contrast words in reading because they are keywords.
Exactly, right? Don't ignore them. That's a really good point that you, if you're looking in the question for keywords that are just nouns and you're ignoring these negative words, the small words, the contrast words, you're mm-hmm. going to miss the whole meaning of the
exactly.
paragraph. Those are also keywords. This is vital, vital to know.
Awesome. What a great episode. I'm excited
yes.
for students to listen to this.
Share this one with a friend, guys. Share this one with
yes.
a friend studying for IELTS. They need to hear this.
Definitely. And remember, our online course is always available. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. There is a course for the computer version, for the paper version, general, academic. It's all there. It's all online. And we guarantee a score increase. I mean, there's nothing to lose. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Awesome. Thanks, Jessica. I'll see you next time.
Thanks, Aubrey. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.